You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Escalating trade war tensions between the US and other world economies and oil prices rising to the highest level in a month, these are what haunted the markets today, with the Sensex closing 200 points lower and the Nifty closing below its 20 and 50-day moving averages. And that is how markets have wrapped up ahead of expiry day of derivative contracts for June. Welcome to this daily podcast on Money Control that's called The Evening Walk Down Dalal Street, where we give you the details.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
The benchmark indices were dragged down by some selling pressure witnessed by the index heavyweights, also notably the oil marketing company stocks, auto stocks, PSU banks, energy and infrastructure names, and this is what dragged the market down from its high point today. And mid-caps also corrected significantly, adding to Dalal Street's woes. So the benchmark indices ended closer to the low point of the day. The Nifty saw a low of 10,652 and wrapped up below its 50-day moving average, which was placed at 10,685. It wrapped up at 10,671, and the Sensex dropped about 272 points. It saw a low, incidentally, of 35,154 today and closed at 35,217. So that's really how the benchmark indices wrapped up, shedding almost 1% in trade. Like I said earlier, escalating trade war tensions, rising crude oil prices, and of course, we are in the middle of expiry week right now. This is really what caused the selling pressure that gripped the markets today. Oil marketing company stocks ended up being the biggest index losers of the day. Having said that, there was some support that the indices received on account of a weakening rupee from the large cap IT and pharmaceutical names, which were the only sectors that ended the day in the green. And the Nifty mid-cap index shed about 277 points on weak market breadth. About 4 shares declined for every share rising on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Reliance Industries, ICICI Bank, HPCL, BPCL, Indian Oil Corporation, Bajaj Finance, L&T, ITC and Bajaj Finserv were the top contributors to Nifty's losses today. Moving on the evening walk down Dalal Street to take a look at some of the stocks that made the headlines. Shares of IDBI Bank fell about 7% after a media report indicated that the lender will soon become a subsidiary of India's largest insurance company, Life Insurance Corporation of India. Meanwhile, PNB Housing ended 0.25% higher on the back of its plans to raise up to 10,000 crore rupees by issuing bonds through public issue. IndusInd Bank, on the other hand, ended 1% lower after touching a fresh high as it decided to acquire infra lender ILNFS's brokerage business. Shares of the Vadodara-based fruit juice maker Manpasand Beverages gained as much as 5% today after it announced its March quarter earnings. It reported a net profit of 42.74 crores in the March quarter. That's up from 31.34 crores a year ago. Stocks that declined up to 12% today included Raymond, Arvind, Adani Enterprises, Reliance Communications. There was Jayaprakash Associates, Jet Airways, IDBI Bank, Syndicate Bank, Delta Corp, Adani Power and Philips Carbon Black. These are some of the ones that lost up to 12%. Then the ones that gained up to 6% today included Emphasis, KPIT Tech, Scient, Hexaware, Mindtree. So notably quite a few of the IT stocks, but we'll come to that later. Then you had Dabur, Godrej Consumer, Voltas and Havells also gained up to 6%. Like I said earlier, technology stocks had a good day today, with the IT index gaining around 0.5% after the rupee touched a fresh 19-month low of 68 rupees 54 paise against the US dollar. The rupee did hit a low today of 68 rupees 61 paise. This was a level that was last seen in November of 2016. Year to date, the rupee seems to have weakened almost 7%. But to come back to the IT stocks that did well on account of a weakening rupee, Tech Mahindra was the biggest gainer, gaining 4% today. KPIT Technologies, TCL and HCL Technologies all rallied around 1%. While on the subject of HCL Technologies, the company announced its plans to acquire a Germany-based IT and engineering services provider, HND International Group. Like I'd mentioned earlier, shares of oil marketing companies traded sharply lower today after crude oil prices started trading above the $76 per barrel mark. So you had Indian Oil Corporation, Hindustan Petroleum and Bharat Petroleum Corporation's share prices declining in the region of 6.8% to 8.4%, BPCL being the biggest loser there. Next on this podcast, a look at the global markets. Trade war concerns clearly lingering in the Asian markets as well, and China was the biggest loser over here. The Shanghai Composite ended the day 1.1% lower. Japan's Nikkei 225 was down 0.3%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index closed 1.8% lower. Then you had South Korea's KOSPI closing 0.3% lower, and Australia's ASX 200 closing just about flat, but with a negative bias, down 0.03%. Europe appears to be seeing a slight bit of a recovery at the time of bringing you this podcast. The Pan-European 600 is up 0.1%. Then you have France's CAC, that's up 0.2%. Germany's DAX is up 0.2% almost. And London's FTSE is up 0.3%. We did talk about crude oil prices rising earlier, but here are some details on the podcast. Crude oil prices traded higher on account of a supply disruption in Canada, also uncertainty over Libyan exports, and also the United States demanding that all countries stop imports of Iranian oil from November. So these are the factors that really supported Brent crude, and Brent crude futures were at $76.72 a barrel, up 0.5% from the previous close, and West Texas Intermediate touched the $70.88 per barrel mark. That's up again 0.5% from its previous close. And yes, that's it from us on the evening walk down Dalal Street. I certainly do hope you remember to listen to some great R.D. Burman music today, considering today, the 27th of June, is his 79th birth anniversary. On that note, let's call it a wrap on this podcast. We'll catch you soon.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.